Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there. Why would you believe in life after death? I have a little leaflet that I discovered called 10 Reasons to Believe in Life After Death. I'm not going to go through them all with you, but let me talk to you about some of them. You know, there's a lot of people claim to have near-death experiences, and I don't know what's going on, and medical science doesn't know what's going on, but there's something there, isn't there, as far as people's experiences about something after life. And maybe there's a very simple reason why you would accept that there must be life after death, and that is the principle of justice. There are so many injustices in life, and there are so many things that never get dealt with in life. And I do believe with all my heart they will be dealt with. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. The Bible is very clear. There's a day coming when we will each of us stand before God. And what has been good in our life will be recognized, and what is bad. Mind you, I want to be honest with you, that doesn't determine where you'll be in the next life. Where you are in the next life is determined by what you did with Jesus Christ. Jesus said to people one day, if you die in your sin, he basically said, where I am, there you cannot be. He was saying that to die in your sin, to die with your sins unforgiven, leaves you in a position, an impossible position. Now, you maybe say your sins are not that great, but hold on a minute. We're not talking about great or small sins. We're talking about the fact of sin. Imperfection cannot enter heaven. Nothing that defiles enters into the presence of God. There's a lot of reasons here, the injustices of life, near-death experiences some people have. Beauty and balance, or maybe we say you reap what you sow. That ties in with the injustices of life. You know, the Bible says, be careful, God is not mocked. You do reap what you sow. But I'll tell you one big reason in the Bible why we believe in after death. Hebrews 9:27, I've quoted to you already, the Bible states, after this, appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. But it's another verse in the Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11. And King Solomon, he says this, he is known as the wisest man of his day and the wisest man who ever lived, the Bible would say. It says, God has written eternity in our hearts. Why is it that you have an awareness of the future and a consciousness of the past? The animals don't have that ability to reminisce and go back into the past. They have instinct and instinctive memory, but they don't have that ability you have to reminisce and go into the past. Why is it that you can imagine and dream and plan? Because you were created in the image of God and you were given the ability to plan and imagine and to see the future. Why? Because eternity is written in your hearts. God has written eternity in your heart. Mind you, the Bible says very, very clearly that God sent his Son into the world. Where did he come from? He came from outside of time. He came from outside of this planet. He came into the world. He said one day, I am from above, you are from beneath. He believed he came from God and he went to God. And I believe with all my heart he did. Not on a whim, not just on a fable or a legend. I believe the evidence of his life points to him being supernatural, to being the Son of God. No man ever lived before who could raise the dead, who could heal the sick, who could read the hearts and predict the minds and the thoughts of men and women, who could deal with sickness and illness, who could walk on water. He spoke things that the knowledge that he had was a knowledge from outside of this world that people grappled with and they couldn't understand in his day. But the Bible tells me this, the Lord Jesus believed in an afterlife. Well, I've talked about it already when I said, you know, where I am, there you cannot be. The Lord Jesus said, I'm going back to my Father. I came from heaven and I'm going back to heaven. You read that in John chapter 6. I'm not just making this up. The Bible makes it very, very clear. There is life after death. But I have to be honest with you today. There are only two destinations for the soul. Well, the Bible teaches there's only heaven or hell. The Bible teaches that heaven is not for the good and the great, but heaven's for the sinner who's been cleansed, the sinner who's been forgiven, the sinner who's been washed. I'm glad to tell you the Bible says that no matter who you are and what you've done, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can cleanse you from every sin. I'm glad to tell you if you're a Christian, you can rejoice in this, that if you were to die tonight, it would be better to be with Christ. It's far better. Oh, I know there's some of you that will have lost loved ones and you say, I miss them dearly and so do I. But listen, remember this, They were absent from the body, but they're now present with the Lord. They're in the next life. There's life after death. Oh, but there's a tragedy in this as well. There's a man in Luke chapter 16, and the Bible says he opened up his eyes being in hell, being in torments, and he was in hell. He was in a place of suffering. Oh, my friend, if you would only realize that you can have forgiveness today and the fear of death removed, and you can be sure of heaven and know you'll never be in hell if you'd only turn to Jesus Christ. Oh, for the Christian, heaven and the afterlife is a wonderful thing. For a person who's not saved, it's a terrifying thing. May God fill your heart with hope through faith in believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.